全真模拟题十二。
Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Calorie counting menus. Ireland has a proud tradition of producing good quality food. But like many developed countries, it's also battling obesity. Nearly 40% of adults here are overweight. On Wednesday, the country's health minister backed a report calling for calorie labeling, which would mean that Irish restaurants and fast food outlets would have to show exactly how many calories are in the dishes that they serve. The health minister said the country's food businesses have 6 months to introduce calorie menu labeling, or else face the possible introduction of a compulsory scheme.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Ireland has a proud tradition of producing good quality food. Ireland has a proud tradition of producing good quality food. But like many developed countries, it's also battling obesity. But like many developed countries, it's also battling obesity. Nearly 40% of adults here are overweight. Nearly 40% of adults here are overweight. On Wednesday, the country's health minister On Wednesday, the country's health minister backed a report calling for calorie labeling, backed a report calling for calorie labeling. Which would mean that Irish restaurants and fast food outlets which would mean that Irish restaurants and fast food outlets would have to show exactly how many calories would have to show exactly how many calories are in the dishes that they serve. Are in the dishes that they serve. The health minister said the country's food businesses The health minister said the country's food businesses have 6 months to introduce calorie menu labeling. Have 6 months to introduce calorie menu labeling. Or else face the possible introduction of a compulsory scheme. Or else face the possible introduction of a compulsory scheme.
The last reading.
Ireland has a proud tradition of producing good quality food, but like many developed countries, it's also battling obesity. Nearly 40% of adults here are overweight. On Wednesday, the country's health minister backed a report calling for calorie labeling, which would mean that Irish restaurants and fast food outlets would have to show exactly how many calories are in the dishes that they serve. The health minister said the country's food businesses have 6 months to introduce calorie menu labeling, or else face the possible introduction of a compulsory scheme.
Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. This is the end of Part 1, Dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on Answer Sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure what you fill in is both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
Running for a longer life. Hello, everyone. We all know that exercise is good for your health, but some kinds of exercise may be better than others. Running, for example, may help to protect against heart disease and other health problems. Running may also help you live longer. Researchers say it is not important how far you run. It also does not matter how fast or even how often you run. As advertisements for the running shoe Nike say, just do it. Recently, researchers studied more than 55,000 adults. About 1/4 of the adults are reported running regularly. The study found these runners were considerably less likely than non-runners to die of any form of disease, including heart disease. In fact, the runners lived, on average, 3 years longer than the non-runners. This study lasted 15 years. During that time, more than 3,400 of the individuals died. About 1,200 of the deaths were linked to heart disease, a heart attack, or stroke. One of the researchers is a man named D.C. Lee. He is an assistant professor of kinesiology, or the science of movement, at Iowa State University. Compared to non-runners, he says, runners showed 30% lower risk of death by any causes, including a heart attack, stroke, or cancer. D.C. Lee and the other researchers found that speed, distance, and how often one runs made little difference in reducing the risk of death. The runners in the study averaged between 10 and 16 kilometers per hour. Mr. Lee says slower runners and those who only ran once or twice a week were helped nearly as much as those who ran faster and further. Running may be good exercise, but it can be difficult on the body. Here are 5 commonly shared ideas among fitness experts to reduce the risk of injury for people who are new to running or jogging. Tip 1. Take it easy. Do not run too much, too soon, or too fast. Most people get running injuries when they push themselves too hard. The body needs time to get used to increases in distance or speed. Muscles and joints need time to recover. Tip 2. Listen to your body. Most running injuries do not come out of the blue. Usually, there are warning signs. They may include body aches, sore muscles, and pain that do not go away. Tip 3. Get good running shoes. There is no single best shoe for every runner. You should find the shoe that offers the best fit and support for your feet. More importantly, you should replace your shoes every 500 to 800 kilometers. Tip 4. Take good notes. Take time after each run to write down notes about what you did and how you felt. Look for patterns, things that happen over and over again. For example, you may find that your knees ache when you run on consecutive or back-to-back days. But perhaps you feel great when you rest in between running days. These notes will help you identify the best workout for you. Tip 5. Cross-train. As we said earlier, running is hard on your body. So physical fitness experts suggest some form of cross-training to improve muscle balance, and to help you stay injury-free. For instance, swimming, yoga, and riding a bicycle are good exercises to combine with running, for these exercises are easier on the body. That's all for today's topic about running. I hope everyone can have a healthy life.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear 2 conversations. At the end of each conversation, 5 questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the 4 choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the choices. Now, listen to the conversations. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I heard you help fix up students with host families.
That's right. Well, please sit down and I'll just take a few details.
Thank you.
What's your name?
David Lee.
Right. And what is your present address?
Seaview Guest House, 14 Hill Road.
Okay, and do you know the phone number there?
Yes, I have it here, 223-7676, but I'm only there after about 7 p.m.
So when would be the best time to catch you?
I suppose between 9 and, let me see, half past, before I leave for the college.
Great, and how long would you want to stay with the host family?
I'm planning on staying a year, but at the moment I'm definitely here for 4 months only. I have to get an extension to my permit.
You're working on it? Fine. And what will be your occupation while you're in the UK?
Studying English.
And what would you say your level of English is?
Good. I think I'd like to say advanced, but my written work is below the level of my spoken, so I suppose it's intermediate.
Certainly your spoken English is advanced. Anyway, which area do you think you would prefer?
Well, I'm studying right in the center, but I'd really like to live in the Northwest.
That shouldn't be a great problem. We usually have lots of families up there. And do you have any particular requirements for diet?
Well, I'm nearly a vegetarian. Not quite.
Shall I say you are? It's probably easier that way.
That would be best.
Anything about your actual room?
I would prefer my own facilities, in suite, is that right? And also, if it's possible, a TV, and I'd also like the house to have a real garden rather than just a yard, somewhere I could sit and be peaceful.
Is that all?
Well, I'm really serious about improving my English, so I'd prefer to be the only guest if that's possible.
No other guests. Yes, you get more practice that way. Anyway, obviously, all this is partly dependent on how much you were willing to pay. What did you have in mind?
I was thinking in terms of about 60 to 80 pounds a week, but I'd go up to 100 if it was something special.
Well, I don't think we'd have any problems finding something for you.
Oh, good.
And when would you want it?
I'd like to move in approximately 2 weeks.
Let me see. It's the 10th today. So if we go for the Monday, it's the 23rd March.
Yes.
Right. Good.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Question 1. What is the man's purpose for this talk?
Question 2. When does the man want the woman to call him?
Question 3. What is the level of the man's spoken English?
Question 4. What kind of room does the man want?
Question 5. When does the man want to move into the new house?
This is the end of conversation 1. Conversation 2. Question.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to today's program. With me in the studio is Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Rob.
And in this program, we're talking about tourism, but in a very special place, Antarctica. It is considered the last great wilderness on Earth.
Yes, in Antarctica, there are only research stations with scientists and a few tourists.
Not so few. About 37,000 tourists are expected there this season. Many don't go ashore, but there's no denying that it disturbs the environment.
That many?
Yes. We're asking if it is fair for tourists to go to such a sensitive environment. Linda, do you know a lot about the South Pole?
I've been reading that the ice caps, those thick layers of ice permanently covering a vast area of land in the Arctic and Antarctic, are melting due to global warming.
Yes.
You know what, Rob? I would like to visit Antarctica before it melts too much. I want to see the penguins. They are very amusing animals.
They are, yes. Well, I love traveling, but I wonder how that very sensitive environment in Antarctica is going to be preserved. We're all too aware that this is not our habitat. Like a scuba diver under the sea, we're alien visitors in the penguins' world, which makes us wonder, should we be there at all? Are we just by setting foot on this extraordinary continent, polluting the last great wilderness on Earth? All visitors leave a footprint, and we all go to the same places, the accessible coastline, which is also where the penguins and seals go to breed. Nonetheless, some believe carefully controlled tourism is not just okay, but useful. Without a native population of its own, Antarctica needs advocates. And tourism creates a global constituency of people who are ready to support and indeed fund its preservation. Not everyone is convinced that the benefits outweigh the risks, but most are pragmatic.
Some people might not agree because if there are some companies making profit, it might be difficult to prevent an increase in tourism to Antarctica. And what control do they have over the tourists?
They're given a mandatory briefing before gathering for a vacuum party. They biosecure themselves, hovering their clothes and kit and disinfecting their boots to ensure they introduce no alien species to Antarctica. There's no eating or smoking on land, and they're instructed to take nothing away, except photographs, and leave nothing behind, not even a bit of yellow snow. So don't drink too much at breakfast.
But what do you think about visiting Antarctica, Rob? Are you keen on paying the penguins a visit?
Absolutely. I would love to go there. What about you, Linda?
Yeah, I'd like to go because, as I said, it's all about the penguins.
Well, that's it for today. Goodbye.
Bye.
Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Question 6. What is the interview mainly about?
Question 7. How many tourists have been to Antarctica this season?
Question 8. Why does the woman want to go to Antarctica?
Question 9. Why do people think tourism is useful?
Question 10. What can tourists do in Antarctica?
This is the end of Conversation 2.
This is the end of Part 2, Listening Comprehension.